California LGBTQ caucus sickened and disgusted after Newsom turns on trans athletes. By Catherine Hamilton on March 7, 2025. California's LGBTQ caucus is sickened and disgusted by Governor Gavin Newsom's D. comments calling transgender-identifying male participation on female sports teams deeply unfair. We were certainly caught off guard and woke up incredibly sickened and disgusted about seeing somebody who's been an ally of our community use this language. Democrat Assembly Member and Chair of the California Legislative LGBTQ Caucus Chris Ward told CAP Radio. Ward added that while he appreciates Newsom's past leadership on LGBTQ plus issues, his remarks about transgender athletes are confusing. Transgender kids just like any other student, although a very, very small part of the population, deserve a chance to benefit from what sports have to offer, Ward said. As Breitbart News reported, Newsom commented on male participation on female sports teams during the first episode of Newsom's new podcast called This is Gavin Newsom from iHeartMedia, where he spoke with conservative political activist Charlie Kirk. Newsom launched the podcast last year, and recently revamped it, saying that he wanted to interview people in the MAGA movement. Newsom's office has repeatedly refused requests for interviews with, or of, Breitbart News. But like, would you do something like that? Would you say no men in female sports? Kirk asked. I think it's an issue of fairness, I completely agree with you on that. It is an issue of fairness, it's deeply unfair, Newsom replied. I am not wrestling with the fairness issue, Newsom added. I totally agree with you. I revere sports. So, the issue of fairness is completely legit. There's also a humility and a grace that these poor people are more likely to commit suicide, have anxiety and depression, and the way that people talk down to vulnerable communities is an issue that I have a hard time with as well, Newsom continued. So, both things I can hold in my hand. Other LGBTQ plus activists having been admonishing Newsom for appearing to falter in his allegiance to the far left and gender identity. The false concept that one can identify or become a different sex than they were born as. The path to 2028 isn't paved with the betrayal of vulnerable communities. It's built on the courage to stand up for what's right and do the hard work to actually help the American people, the Human Rights Campaign said. Jorge Reyes Salinas with Equality California also said his remarks were shocking. We know that throughout his career, Governor Newsom has been a leader on LGBTQ issues, Reyes Salinas said. We're demanding that he continues to do that to safeguard and to defend the rights and dignity of all LGBTQ people, and that includes transgender Californians. As Breitbart's senior editor-at-large Joel Polak reported, Newsom's publicity stunt appeared to be an attempt to burnish Newsom's bipartisan credentials ahead of a possible run for the presidency in 2028. But it backfired badly after Newsom, who built his career on LGBTQ causes, backtracked. Just weeks ago, athletic institutions in Newsom's state defied the President Donald Trump's executive order barring males from playing on female sports teams as a condition of federal funding. Newsom and state leadership have also pushed back against local school districts that want parents to be notified if children express a desire to change genders. Newsom even signed legislation banning such notifications last year.